Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. The lives of one Lansing couple took a profound and very public turn last weekend. After more than 12 years in a serious relationship, attorney Douglas Meeks and investment executive Greg McNeely became one of Michigan's first same-sex couples to be legally married. The union became possible after last Friday's reversal of the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Many people have viewed an online video of the couple's vows, which took place at the Ingham County Courthouse, to talk about their experience, the legal limbo in which they now find themselves, as well as about the future. Current State welcomes Douglas Meeks to Studio S. Hi, Doug.
Thank you.
And Doug's new spouse, Greg McNeely, joins us by phone. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mark.
Doug, on Tuesday, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals suspended Judge Friedman's ruling to consider arguments against lifting the ban. What is it like for you to be in legal limbo like this?
Well, it's disappointing to have the Sixth Circuit come down that way. They had looked at the argument, and basically there's a Utah case that is similar to ours, and basically the Supreme, or they looked at it and said that the Supreme Court had already put a stay in place regarding the Utah case, and that's why they were doing it. I wish the Sixth Circuit would have looked at the case in front of them and done an analysis, because I don't believe that the stay would be appropriate at that point. But it's been a disappointing. It was very disappointing.
Greg, yesterday Governor Snyder said couples in your situation who were married over the weekend are indeed legally married, but that the impending ruling still matters. What do you take away from that?
Well, I think it was a very important directive that the governor gave. I mean, to those 300 couples, that's obviously very personally impactful. It means a lot. He didn't have to say that. He could have said it was pending litigation. But his hands are tied because, as Doug mentioned, the court has issued this stay, and the constitutional amendment goes back into effect. And so the state is very limited at this point during the appeals process. But as this process works out, to have the governor of the state tell those 300 couples that their marriages are legal is a historic step in the right direction.
Doug, you shared with me that you know other same-sex couples who want to get married but need to wait for this issue to be resolved. What's it like for you to consider that you have something that many other same-sex couples desperately want?
Well, it's sad. And again, you know, we're stated as to saying that we're married, but we don't receive the same benefits that other married couples in the state of Michigan currently have. And so in some aspects, we're back in the same spot we were previously. We're in a long-term relationship, and our benefits aren't capable of giving or being given to one another. For my friends, it's a sad situation. We have friends that have families that we have a friend that has a two-year-old, and they're in limbo, and they're going to continue to be in limbo. And the sad thing is that it looks at or appears that this will go to the Supreme Court, but we're looking at 2 years off. And when you look at 2 years off regarding this, that's 2 years of instability for families like our friends who have a two-year-old that only one has been able to adopt. It affects the adoption rights of them, and so it's sad to watch that. We've also had friends that were in the wrong place in line and unfortunately couldn't get married when the stay came down. So it's frustrating.
Greg, do you two have plans that involve kids?
It's been an ongoing conversation. And the instability that the current legal process is in is one of concern, and it also limits opportunities.
5 days after your marriage here, Douglas, with the excitement of the moment presumably fading at least a little bit, how do you feel 5 days after the ceremony?
Well, it's been a whirlwind, and I think that it's been a great whirlwind. we've experienced in our relationship an even stronger bond, and I didn't really know if that was even possible going into it. But there's the connotation of marriage and, like, how, you know, for example, my parents have been together for 45 years, and so entering into the marriage relationship has strengthened our relationship even further, and it's been fun to... We've been cute about it, being like, oh, well, this is the first time we've been to Costco together since we've been married. So, you know, it's been a great week.
Greg, how did you two meet?
We met through a mutual friend. It was a casual meeting, and we began conversing, and the relationship developed through conversation. I mean, it was. One of those chance encounters that you look back on and are just blissful that it occurred.
How long after you met did you realize you wanted to spend the rest of your life with Doug?
Boy, that's a tough question. I definitely had a high interest level very early, but I'm not sure 12 and a half years ago that I was thinking in terms of forever and ever. But that quickly developed as I realized the power of having that connection and having a soulmate, somebody that really understands who you are, and conversely, and that is just a powerful gift that I hope everyone in life gets to experience.
Doug, what about you? How did you know you wanted to spend the rest of your life with Greg?
Well, it took me a little while longer, I think, than Greg, but... One day I looked across, I was talking to someone, and I just knew. I absolutely knew, and I was like, I didn't know this was going
to
happen.
You know, married couples have to agree on the chronology to some extent, so I might just advise you, as a guy who's been married over 30 years, some of these details you kind of have to be in sync on, just a little bit of advice there.
Well, I'd appreciate if you didn't get us into our first marital spat on the air, but...
Greg, a lot's been made of your politics. You're the chief operating officer of the WinQuest Group, the investment management firm headed by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Dick DeVos. Do you think curiosity people have with that is justified?
It's a little justified, not as justified as the intensity has borne. You know, I think in the end, matters of the heart should not be political. That is one of the problems with government involvement in marriages. It's just too clumsy of an entity to regulate the heart. But it's not surprising. But in this day and age, I think people should look at people as individuals and allow the private lives of folks to remain private.
We're talking with Douglas Meeks and Greg McNeely, who were among Michigan's first same-sex couples to be legally married last weekend at the Ingham County Courthouse. Douglas, how do you defend your views to people who make clear that they think marriage is between a man and a woman?
Well, I think that I look at it this way. They're entitled to believe what they want to believe regarding it, but the state shouldn't be picking winners and losers. It should be picking equality and under equal protection. And Judge Friedman, I think, nailed it dead on in his opinion, that under equal protection, the state should recognize similarly situated people, and our relationship is just as similarly situated as a married couple. And so if religions don't want to recognize it, that's completely their prerogative regarding it, but the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
Doug, Governor Snyder has sidestepped social issues during his tenure. Do you wish he took positions more often on social issues like same-sex marriage?
Well, it's unfortunate. I think that Governor Snyder is in a position to take a leadership role. Yesterday was a little bit sad for me because I don't think that he led to the degree that he could. And, it's just frustrating in that aspect, and I think that standing on the sidelines regarding history taking place, it just is a lack of leadership on his part.
Greg, what do you think?
Well, and this is a great example of where jokingly, Doug and I always say that we cancel each other out when we go into the voting booth. I have a little bit of a different perspective. I think the governor showed tremendous leadership, and in terms of actually making decisions and taking action, has done and led as much as he is capable under the law in this arena. I believe he was elected to fix Michigan's economy, and while it's not done being fixed, it's turned around and come a long way. And so I think his focus there has been appropriate, you know, trying to not get mired in social issues is understandable. But I believe he showed leadership and compassion yesterday.
How often do you two talk politics?
Let's just put it this way. Every 4 years is a difficult time in our household.
Don't tell me. One of you is a Spartan fan and one of you is a Wolverine fan, too, right?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
We're both Spartan. We're Spartan fans.
Okay. We got some peace going on there. Tell us about Saturday and standing there in the courthouse, Douglas.
Well, it was an amazing morning. It was a whirlwind, and it's been a whirlwind ever since. But we woke up, and I had found out through Sam Singh's tweet that Byram was opening up, and I had some other friends that were getting married, and I had called them to let them know that Barb was opening up, and they had said, well, we're getting married, and I looked over at Greg, or I woke him up, actually, and said, hey, our friends are getting married. Let's go watch them. I had been in their wedding previously and in the state. And so while we were getting ready, I popped the question, and he said yes. And the next thing I know, I'm texting my family, trying to get them all there as quickly as possible.
We've heard stories of couples who've left the state to move where gay marriage is legal. Greg, did you ever consider that?
Yeah, that, you know, We had been discussing the marriage issue for several years, and part of our shared value set is that we're committed to Michigan, and we believe in our home state, and we wanted to wait and take advantage of the opportunity to join marriage when it was available in our home state and in the state that we're invested in, and we're committed to this community. And so when that window opened on Saturday, it was an easy decision to jump through.
That suggests some confidence that was going to happen. Am I right? Were you confident that Michigan would reach that point?
Whether it's Michigan or any other state, I think we're in the middle of an obvious transition where we know where this story goes. We know where it ends up. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so, yeah, absolutely confident that it would happen in Michigan, either through judicial action or another ballot initiative. You know, Michigan has a great progressive history, first state to repeal prohibition, first state to eliminate the death penalty. You know, we're a little bit lagging on this issue, but it was, I think, obvious to both of us that it would happen at some point in Michigan.
Douglas, are you as confident about the future as Greg sounds?
Absolutely. I think the writing is on the wall, and I think Judge Friedman did a phenomenal job in his ruling regarding the equal protection analysis. I think that seven other U.S. district courts throughout the nation have found similarly equal protection applies, and I think it's even interesting that two of the most conservative judges on the Supreme Court have, in their dissent, basically stated that after certain rulings that this would open the way to gay marriage.
We want to thank both of you for joining us here this morning. It's been a great hearing your perspectives on all of these issues, and we wish you well as well. Doug Meeks is a Lansing-based attorney. His new spouse, Greg McNeely, joined us on the phone. He's an investment executive. Many thanks for joining us on Current State. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.